interim director, Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to enter into an operating lease agreement with Interstate Parking LLC for the lease, operations, improvement, and maintenance of the county-owned parking lot located at 601 West State Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. At the June full board meeting, this resolution, which recommended adoption, was referred back to committee.
Is there any questions or comments why it was referred back? Madam Clerk.
I'm sorry, excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Were there comments or questions that they needed to answer why it was referred back?
Not that I'm aware of.
Senator Washburn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I did ask that it be referred back to the committee because of the legal opinion that we had received that in committee it was put before us that we couldn't make amendments, that this was a up or down piece. But then at the last county board meeting, it was decided that amendments were appropriate. So it was, I thought, appropriate that we refer the item back. Due to the 4th of July holiday and then the fire at the courthouse, I was unable to have an amendment prepared for this, and so I would just like to move layover of the item to the next meeting.
There are a motion for layover to the next meeting. Comments or questions on the motion? Supervisor Lipscomb, and Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is it possible for the supervisor to outline what type of amendments he would be expecting to offer? Otherwise, I voted for this once and would be prepared to vote for it again otherwise. So I guess I'd like to have some sense of where this is going.
Mr. Washburn?
Yes. And thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Supervisor Lipscomb. I guess my main concern is the term of the contract and what is the potential revenue. I think this contract is grossly underestimated, and that I think for the small capital improvements that this company is willing to make, that and you look at the fee increases that are outlined, that I think we can make a better proposal that would be in the best interest of Milwaukee County to recoup a greater portion of that revenue.
Appreciate that explanation.
So, Brenda.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My first question was going to be the same as Supervisor Lipscomb, so I thank the supervisor for explaining the intended amendment. But on that note, if I'm recalling prior testimony on this issue, there was only one bidder on this contract, and that bidder came to testify before us and explained that he was even hesitant, reluctant, and scared that he was going to lose money on the deal. So I'm not sure that I could support a layover to get an amendment, at least to that effect, because then we might not get any bidders, and I think that would just prolong this entire deal further. So I would ask my colleagues to not support a layover, and then on a move of approval to vote as such. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're confirming what we have done. If you make a motion, it's confirming what we have done before.
Thanks, Chairman. We have a couple of gentlemen in front of us, and I'm curious. Obviously, we'd like to have congenial respect for colleagues, and I know that haven't had an opportunity for whatever amendments, but I guess I'd like to ask the gentleman in front of us if a delay, you all have been working on this thing. Another month delay. Actually, it's 2 months because we won't be meeting until September. Does that kill the deal? I mean, I'd like to know from you guys. You've put in all this work and stuff. I guess this congenial stuff only works so far.
Before you answer, are you finished?
Yeah.
State your name, because I really don't have your last name. And don't go ahead.
My name is Patrick, and last name is Lee.
Let's go.
Milwaukee County Department of Administrative Services Procurement.
All right.
Chairman and supervisors, a direct answer to your question, I do not know what's in the mind of the particular vendor, if this will kill the deal. If I can also answer my statement, the concern that's been expressed in regards to an opportunity for increased revenue related to this line. to refer back to prior testimony that outlined that Whatcom County operated this lot for over the last 3 years on a pay and drive-in basis with revenues under averaging under $300,000. Subsequently, as I addressed in the last meeting, we did receive three responses after the proposal. Communications from three vendors that provide parking services within the county of Milwaukee, specifically the city of Milwaukee. First one was M-Park. They operate the Amtrak station, the Shasta Grand Avenue, Miller Park, and MacArthur Square. Their statement was, quote, "Believe the lease numbers in the RFP were too risky for us at this point," referring to the minimum threshold of $300,000. We subsequently received an unsolicited response from ABM, operates 9 locations, including Washington Square and the Plankington parking lot. Minimum bid requirement of $300,000 base rent. We were unable to meet this minimum bid, obviously expressing a concern in regards to the revenue. The third response we received from unsolicited was from Central Parking, also known as Standard Parking. They operate 8 lots within the Milwaukee area, inclusive the Chase Bank parking lot. And they said that they had done no less than 6 performers on this property over the years and actually ran it when a building was still on the property. And they also expressed difficulty for an operator to take the risk at our minimum requested threshold of $300,000.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. I guess I didn't hear that. Because of our scheduling, if we were to lay this over, we wouldn't then take this up till September. And I guess I wanted to know, is that too long? You all have been working on this for a while. I mean, you know, is there a cutoff time? I guess I hadn't heard whether or not.
I don't know what's having a personal desire to move this along. This has been an extended period of time, and I believe we have a reasonable and good deal upon the table. I candidly, in being as forthright as I possibly can, the vendor is in this room right now. They can answer that question if they're willing to wait 2 additional months. I do question related to changing the RFP or amendments.
Young man, when you speak, there's a blue card I would like you to fill out. But you can speak now. State your name and make sure we get the blue card.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisors, my name is Tony Janowick. I'm the principal of Interstate Parking, one of the 3 owners. You met my general manager, Kevin Richards, at the last meeting. I'm sorry, I wasn't able to attend. Mr. Richards was unable to attend today and offers his apologies as well. A delay would not be the end of the world for us, if that's what you choose, if that's important to you to further this. I can tell you that the suggested amendment is not something that we could absorb. We treat the capital expenditure for the lot, which is approximately $70,000, no differently than part of our lease payment. So we would amortize that over the 3-year term that's currently in the deal. So it's different than us paying $300,000 a year. It's paying $325,000 a year, even at our low interest rate right now of 4%, borrowing on our line of credit. If we had to make the same improvements and amortize that over a shorter period of term, this deal is very, very tight. Now, we do have a higher level of confidence than our competitors, and we believe we have a better track record at generating revenues because we think we're just a little better at marketing than our competitors are, which would explain our growth from 8 to 20 locations over the past 36 months, much to the credit of Kevin Richards, who you met. He's very confident we can pull this off. If we had to either increase the rent or amortize that capital improvement over a shorter period of time, I can't sign this lease. So we are maxed out. This is where we can handle it, and I think you've got a great deal. It is tight, and we just happen to be in a position where we don't have competing properties there. The competitors that Mr. Lee pointed out operate properties literally across the street from this parking lot. ABM has MATC, M-Park has MacArthur Square, central parking, now standard parking, has Bradley Center. We don't have anything in that neighborhood. That is why we believe we can pull this off, because we are going to compete. We're going to position your property to compete with MacArthur Square for hourly traffic for the courthouse and for the city police station. We're going to compete with the Bradley Center for event parking. We're going to compete with MATC for student and event parking. That's why we can get a little more revenue and why we can make sense out of this. If I operated their locations, I could not make this lease number either, because I would be hurting my own business, my own existing client, to pull this off. If you look at revenue per stall, we have to achieve $185 a month revenue per stall to do this and make a $20,000 a year profit. The daily parking rate is $4.50. Sorry, it's $4. We're planning on charging $4.50 to help absorb the credit card fees when we install our automated technology. At that rate there means our daytime business, and the monthly parking rate is only $80 a month. Our daytime business only generates $80 a stall, which means evening, weekends, all of our events, we have to generate another $100 a stall per day over 21 days a month, even though there's only 180 event days over there a year, some of which are very small events, and we hope the Bucks perform better this year so we can draw a crowd.
Hopefully.
That would make a big difference.
The way the rough season's going.
But I'd like to share with you, we have one parking lot in the city of Milwaukee that performs at that level, and it's across the street from the Riverside Theater, and our monthly parking rate is 50% higher than your parking lot. We have the same number of event days over there, and we get about $185 a month on that parking lot, and it's only 40 stalls. This is 188 parking stalls, so it's a totally different animal. The only other parking lot that I'm familiar with in the city of Milwaukee that generates more than $185 a stall is one of the Class A properties that I can't name because I'm under confidentiality with it. But I'll give you a hint. It's the most recent Class A property that was developed in the city of Milwaukee. That is the only property that I know of. And the monthly parking rate there is $265 a month. I don't know of any other properties that come anywhere close to what we need to generate to pull this off. That being said, you may be saying, well, gee, you own the company, you must be a fool. No, it's a unique thing that we've looked at this, as our competitors have over the course of time, and said, geez, you know, there is such an opportunity on this lot to pull the gates off of it, to put the right technology, put some lighting on it, make it a safer parking lot, market it. There is revenue potential here. We have to generate $10,000 a month more than you're currently generating to break even. Okay, so yes, there's improvement, but we have to do that and more to make a profit. And I can tell you that, you know, my wife and my 3-year-old have no interest in me doing this for my health. They want me to bring home some revenue, right? So this is a unique situation, and all of the parking operators responded to just kind of some ideas and thoughts before there was a formal RFP issued. There was also an option to proceed with a management agreement on this. It was not part of the RFP, but then the risk is entirely the county's. So whatever you make. If there's no improvement, there's no improvement. You have to pay for the $70,000 capital investment, because nobody does that unless they have a leasehold interest in the property. So you certainly could unwind the whole deal and reissue an RFP based on a management agreement, and you would have four bids. We would bid, our competitors would bid, and you would have to evaluate who's going to market this the best. I'm comfortable suggesting that because we are the best operator for this. We don't have any competitive disinterest. We have no conflict of interest in the neighborhood. And then I have no risk. So if you want to guarantee me a fee, amen.
Okay, we're going to cut you off right now.
Okay.
It's a great answer, man.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. But that is our position on it. If you need to defer it, we're okay with that.
You answered a lot of the questions.
That was good. Right. That was a good performance.
We have a motion for layover. Madam Clerk, call a roll on the layover.
On layover?
Layover.
Weishaar?
Aye.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
No.
Taylor?
No.
Mr. Chair?
I give a bone.
Two ayes, five noes. The motion to layover fails.
Okay. What's the pleasure of the committee? Supervisor Jerzyk?
Motion to reaffirm.
We have a motion to reaffirm. Madam Clerk?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think this is just another example you know, we have an administration that doesn't want to run Milwaukee County. As I said, when you look at this agreement, they're going to paint some new lines, and they're going to put in $70,000 worth of equipment and make a profit. You know, we should be asking ourselves, why don't we have a Department of Facilities, Department of Public Works, capable of doing this? The fact is, everybody bitches and moans about revenue, yet every revenue opportunity that the county has, we give away to some private entity to make the profit on. And they do it, because we want a so-called guaranteed, but it's so low on this level. You know, and then we hire people to manage the contracts on top of it. So that's the kind of stuff. I don't. If you're going to let every revenue operate, every revenue generating opportunity walk out the door, then don't bitch and complain about raising the property tax level. Because if you want to generate revenue on the outside, we should have the capability of running a parking lot. We do the same thing in the Parks Department. We give away, every opportunity that we get to bring in revenue from the outside because we can't run a popsicle stand on the lakefront, and that's the kind of stuff. North Point Snack Shop, when you look at these contracts, you see hundreds of thousands of dollars going out the door in potential revenue that Milwaukee County could and should be able to generate ourselves. And I would like to know, then, why are we paying these big salaries for people in these departments when they can't even run a parking lot? And that's the big thing that I have here. If you're going to let this go, this opportunity go, and in this area, as was clearly pointed out, we have an opportunity here. It's a unique property, the competitiveness of the site, the advantages of it. And I just have a problem with letting these revenue opportunities go because we have people in the administration that actually don't believe in running anything. They don't believe in that. They are the corporations run everything, and every opportunity for profit gets to go to them, and you're just supposed to suck it up and pay higher property taxes. So I just don't think this is in our long-term best interest. And to the owner, I have no problems with your company and that kind of stuff. This is more of an internal issue here, and you just may want to check just as a word of caution with the city of Milwaukee, because this is a very interesting piece of property, and there's some special use issues when it comes along with that, because I think we've tried to sell this property about 3-4 times over the last couple of years. So,
all right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Now for the call roll.
Wyshon?
No.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to reaffirm the committee's previous recommendation to approve this item is approved.
Ms. Ash, at the September meeting,